out the way to join the text club. And thank you. A whole bunch of people signed up for it after we made that mention on air of the VIP text club to the Mike McFeely show. But somebody's already texted in, Pinto, and said, more Breaking Bad talk.
They love it.
Apparently they love Breaking Bad. We can't do it. Maybe in 5 or 10 minutes we can do it. And people can fill me in as to why this is such a great show and why. I don't want to promise that I'll watch it because I'm busy. And when I have free time, and I've been open about this, I like to be outside. I'm not going to sit down and watch 8 hours of TV, whether it's Netflix or anything else, when I have an opportunity to be outside doing anything. But it sounds like it's a great show.
I think you and your wife would enjoy it, and maybe it's something you could set aside with her in the winter when it's colder and you don't get a chance to go outside for that longer periods of time.
Oh, speaking of my wife, and it's a very nice thought, by the way, we'll be spending a lot of time in the KFGO pickup together driving down to Manhattan, Kansas, so that'll be our together time for a good long time.
It's a nine-hour drive.
Yeah, it's like a nine-hour drive both ways. And so that'll be our together time for a good long time. But breaking news later in the show regarding Michelle, Mike, the McFeely family, and something that many people have told me I needed to do for my wife. I'll just leave it at that. So stick around. Stay tuned to KFGO.
So many things right now. Yeah.
Stick around to KFGO to find out what that is. Little breaking news regarding the McFeely family. For now, though, folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And we like to talk about farmland values on this program, the value of farmland, because the question I always have when it comes to farmland values is, how in goodness gracious's name can anybody afford to get into farming with land values the way they are? To talk about the latest report on land values in North Dakota and surrounding states, I want to welcome in Dwight Ockery. He's a farm management specialist with the North Dakota State University Extension Service. Mr. Ockery, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon. Fine, thank you.
Good, good, good. So what do we know about land values in North Dakota? They're going up, I believe, but they're not quite going up as high as some surrounding states, correct?
Well, in North Dakota, they went up the highest of any of the surrounding states. 40-some percent, which is a high number. Almost up half again what it was a year ago. That's for cropland, and everybody knows that the prices were strong, rapid increases. But I think 40-some percent caught me by surprise.
What's the average price of a cropland acre of land these days in North Dakota?
I wonder if I've got it in front of me. I don't have that data handy here. I think it was, let me see. I'm looking at it's a 41.5% increase, and average, I just don't have that chart in front of me.
Was the increase based on a certain part of the state? Was the land in the Red River Valley, did it inflate in price more than other parts of the state, or was it a statewide phenomenon?
It's a statewide, the survey is a statewide survey. Land prices, I'm certain, have increased in varying amounts around the state. The Red River Valley has certainly been very strong, but so have some of the central areas of the state. I think the smaller increases were probably in the Southwest and West in general.
So when you talk to people who are out on the land and buying and selling cropland, do you hear some of the concerns that I expressed as I introduced you, that when these prices go up so high and when they become so inflated, and if that's what the land of the value is, that's what it is. I'm not complaining about that. But do you hear that it makes it tough for people to get into farming or to buy farmland, or do you not hear those things, Dwight?
Certainly we do, but I think I want to point out that difficulty in getting started due to the cost of the investment in land being the biggest one is nothing new in agriculture. It's been that way basically forever. It's all relative, and the reason we had a 40-plus percent run-up in land prices was because Land was generating significantly more income than it's ever done before. And that always leads to a run-up in price. And then usually after every period of very high increases in land values, we have a hangover. And I'm guessing that that's going to come in the near term, and that's going to be brought about by falling commodity prices.
When you say hangover, is that the same thing as a bubble? Because I've heard that too. Just
A bubble probably implies the idea is that the bubble will burst,
right,
and that land prices will collapse. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do see land prices leveling off and probably some weakness showing up in the next few years, but not a collapse. It takes more than just a drop in commodity prices for a couple of years, I think, to create a collapse like we had in from 1982 to 87.
Dwight Ockery, he's a farm management specialist with NDSU Extension. He joined us on the Mike McFeely Show talking about cropland prices, farmland prices in North Dakota. I found the data we were looking for. The average per acre price of cropland in North Dakota in 2013 soared to $1,910 per acre, and that's the 41.5% increase you're talking about, Dwight.
Okay.
South Dakota also saw the average price of an acre of land go up. They saw it go up about 30%. To an average of $3,000 per acre. And Minnesota cropland values rose to an average of about $4,850 per acre. That's about a 20% increase. And so when I said that the price of land in North Dakota was expensive, but not as expensive as surrounding states, I guess that's what I meant. Was it South Dakota's $3,000?
And that's always been the case. Minnesota and a particular Minnesota and to some extent South Dakota has always been higher.
Okay. Will North Dakota ever, you know, quote unquote, catch up? Is that something that's in the cards or not necessarily?
No, it won't. And it's not unless climate and population both change dramatically.
Okay. All right. So when the price of cropland goes up 41% or whatever the heck it was, Dwight, does that then consolidate landowners? Or are we seeing bigger landowners, wealthier farmers buying up the land that's available?
Most definitely, and I think that's that has long been a concern of many, that we're gathering the major asset in agriculture into fewer and fewer hands, and a landowner someone who owns a significant amount of land, when land appreciates like this, you can see the balance sheet grows tremendously. And the ability to buy the next piece of land is easy for that individual relative to someone trying to get started. A beginning farmer right now is someone who is lucky enough to have parents that already own a good chunk of land.
Sure. Is there a danger in agriculture, in your opinion, if that happens, if much of the, especially the good farmland, is consolidated into fewer and fewer hands?
Well, I think there's a lot of differences of opinion on there. I think we're never going to reach the point of monopolistic powers in production agriculture. So from an economist point of view, probably not. However, I think from a community standpoint, from the lifeblood of rural communities, mm-hmm. I think dispersed ownership favors smaller communities and the vibrance in those communities much more so than a consolidated ownership.
Are we seeing a lot of out-of-state owners of North Dakota farmland, or is the land that's exchanging hands mostly in-state?
Well, I don't have any real good details on that, but from what I understand and what I hear, it's largely neighboring farmers who are buying up land, farmland, and that's not only in North Dakota, but all
sure.
around the production, or throughout the Midwest, at least.
Sure. Okay. Dwight, thank you. Interesting conversation. Fascinating. Thanks for coming on and talking with us about this.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Dwight Ockery, he is a farm management specialist for the North Dakota State University Extension Service.